Despite being the first to enter the race to replace Marco Rubio, many Floridians still don't know Pam Keith. With only a few days left before the primary, she's still putting up a fight. And after winning the endorsement of the Miami Herald, it's clear that some politicos are watching.
I chose the U.S. Senate because my background really is tailored to international issues, military, foreign policy, energy, labor. Those are all federal issues. And so that's the platform that I have, and that's why I'm running for Senate.
Keith was born while her family was serving abroad in the Foreign Service. She lived in Turkey, Morocco, Syria, Brazil, and Kentucky, all before going to high school in California. She says she learned what it meant to be American while living abroad, and she learned what it meant to be African-American when she came back home.
Everywhere I've gone, I've been the new kid, the one who has to make the overtures, the one that has to make new friends. And so you learn how to build bridges. You have to, or you live in isolation.
She went to law school at Boston College and served in the U.S. Navy as a lawyer. She then moved to corporate law, representing labor groups and the utility company Florida Power and Light. After living and working abroad, Keith says she's fluent in French, Portuguese, and one other language.
I've been a liberal living a conservative lifestyle, right? Of joining the military and being in corporate America, being an attorney and, you know, following the dots. So I've been surrounded by conservatives all my life. I speak fluent Republican, and I think that helps.
In the year of the political outsider, Keith is just that. Despite her military service and her experience in foreign policy and corporate law, she lacks the money and name recognition of her opponents Patrick Murphy and Alan Grayson. Both are sitting congressmen and both have issues. Murphy boasts the support of the Democratic Party establishment, but he embellished his academic and professional record. Grayson is characterized as a blowhard and a bully and is accused of domestic violence. As a newcomer who isn't a billionaire, Keith says it's difficult to break into politics.
And so we always wonder why it is that most of our candidates are so wealthy or have access to people who are very wealthy. And then we lament the fact that our politics is inundated with money interests. Well, that's because those who don't have money are really kind of blocked from playing.
2 centuries after the Constitution was ratified, only one African-American woman has been elected to the United States Senate, Carol Moseley Braun of Illinois. Today, Congress is 80% white and 80% male, but it's technically the most diverse in history.
We do not have a shortage of extremely wealthy frat guys in the Senate. We've got plenty of those. And so I failed to see what Patrick Murphy adds to that mix. But at base, I know I advocate for my community differently than he does.
In order to get better governance, Keith says the state needs more political newcomers like her.
And even if I don't prove it by winning, I proved it by getting this far. And the next one will get even further. If we want a different kind of America, then we gotta work for it and go grab it because nobody's going to give it to us.
Keith admits she may not win the Democratic primary on August 30th, but says she'll continue to advocate for the issues she believes in. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.